can tell you what happened, but a place can help you understand why it mattered. So I've spent much of my life reading history. I have a degree in literature. I teach writing. I've spent years in classical education. I've read Homer. I've read Shakespeare. I've read the Bible. I've read biographies and histories and lots of fiction. So I thought I understood the past. Then I started standing where it happened, and I realized something. Books give us knowledge. Places give us perspective. Welcome to the first episode of The Places That Made Us. I'm Sunny, and this isn't a travel show. It's a show about history, stories, ideas, and the places where they all happened. Because some things you can understand by reading, many things in fact, some things you can only understand by standing where they happened. A few years ago, my family spent 3 months traveling through Europe, and people usually ask us the same questions, and don't get me wrong, I love answering them. What was your favorite country? What was your favorite meal? What was your favorite museum? These are really fun questions, but they aren't the ones that stayed with me. The question that stayed with me was this: why did being there change me so much? I'd already read the books, I'd studied the history, I'd watched the documentaries or the bad movie versions of them. I already knew the facts and the fiction. And yet, standing in those places changed the way I understood them. One of the first places where I really noticed this wasn't some hidden gem, although I may tell you about a few of those in the future. It was the Roman Forum. I'd seen hundreds of pictures. I'd watched the documentaries. I'd built what I thought was a pretty good mental map. But when I stood there, I suddenly realized that this wasn't really a collection of ruins. This had been somebody's downtown. People bought bread here. They argued politics here. They hurried to work here, celebrated weddings, mourned funerals, complained about taxes just like I do. Their children laughed. History stopped feeling like something that happened to other people, and it became the story of people who weren't so different from us. The names in my history books became neighbors. So in the episodes ahead, we'll visit famous places and some you've probably never heard of. We'll talk about history, literature, faith, art, architecture, ordinary people, great people, extraordinary moments, and normal moments. Because the best trips don't show us somewhere new, they help us see ourselves more clearly. Most people collect passport stamps, and I'm not going to lie, I do too, when they still actually stamp them. But I hope that together we'll collect understanding. So thanks for joining me for the very first, rather short episode of The Places That Made Us. Next time, we'll travel to Greece. We'll climb a hill that's so worn smooth by thousands of years of footsteps, it's surprisingly slippery. We'll stand where philosophers debated, where ideas collided, and where the Apostle Paul delivered one of the most remarkable speeches in history. So we'll also ask, why did Paul begin with Greek philosophy before preaching Christ? We'll explore that together. I'll see you next time.